CD 9.
After the flurry of orders, he sat back and stared at the map. Some things at least made sense. All these barricades looked inward. People were barricading themselves against the palace and the centre of the city. No one would be bothered much about the outside world. If you had to take an outlying part of the city in those circumstances, then the thing to do would be to go in via a gatehouse in the city wall. They might not be quite so guarded as they ought to be. Tom?
Yes, Clive?
Have you ever sung the national anthem?
Oh, lots of times, sir.
I don't mean officially.
You mean just to show I'm patriotic?
Good gods, no. That would be rather an odd thing to do, said the captain. And how about the flag?
Well, obviously I salute it every day, sir.
But you don't wave it at all, the major inquired.
I think I waved a paper one a few times when I was a little boy. Patrician's birthday or something. We stood in the streets as he rode by and we shouted, hurrah.
Never since then?
Well, no, Clive, said the captain, looking embarrassed. I'd be very worried if I saw a man singing the national anthem and waving the flag, sir. It's really a thing foreigners do.
Really? Why?
We don't need to show we're patriotic, sir. I mean, this is Ankh-Morpork. We don't have to make a big fuss about being the best, sir. We just know.
It was a beguiling theory that might have arisen in the minds of Wiglet and Waddy and, yes, even in the not overly exercised mind of Fred Colon, and as far as Vimes could understand it, it went like this. 1. Supposing the area behind the barricades was bigger than the area in front of the barricades, right? 2. Like, sort of, it had more people in it and more of the city, if you follow me. 3. Then, correct me if I'm wrong, Sarge, but that'd mean, in a manner of speaking, we are now in front of the barricades, am I right? 4. Then, as it were, it's not like we're rebelling, is it? 'Cause there's more of us, so the majority can't rebel, it stands to reason. 5. So that makes us the good guys. Obviously, we've been the good guys all along, but now it'd be kind of official, right? Like, mathematical. 6. So we thought we'd push on to Short Street, and then we could nip down into Dimwell and up the other side of the river. 7. Are we going to get in trouble for this, Sarge? 8. You're looking at me in a funny way, Sarge. 9. Sorry, Sarge. Vimes, with an increasingly worried Fred Colon in front of him and some of the other barricadiers standing around as if caught in an illicit game of knocking on doors and running away, thought about this. The men watched him carefully in case of explosion. And it actually made a weird kind of logic, if you didn't factor in considerations like real life and common sense. They'd worked hard. It was easy enough to block a city street, heavens knew. You just nailed planks around a couple of wagons and piled it high with furniture and junk. That took care of the main streets. And with enough pushing, you could move it forwards. As for the rest, it really hadn't been that hard. There had been lots of small barricades in any case. The lads had simply joined them up, without anyone really noticing. The People's Republic of Treacle Mine Road now occupied almost a quarter of the city. Vimes took a few deep breaths. Fred, he said.
Yes, Sarge.
Did I tell you to do this?
No, Sarge.
There's too many alleys. There's too many people, Fred. Colon brightened.
Oh, well, there's more coppers too, Sarge. A lot of the lads found their way here. Good lads, too. And Sergeant Dickens, he knows about this stuff. He remembers the last time this happened, Sarge. So he asked every able-bodied man who knew how to use a weapon to muster up, Sarge. There's a lot of them, Sarge. We got an army, Sarge.
This is how the world collapses, thought Vimes. I was just a young fool. I didn't see it like this. I thought Keel was leading a revolution. I wonder if that's what he thought, too. But I just wanted to keep a few streets safe. I just wanted to keep a handful of decent, silly people away from the dumb mobs and the mindless rebels and the idiot soldiery. I really, really hoped we could get away with it. Maybe the monks were right. Changing history is like damming a river. It'll find its way around. He saw Sam beaming among the men. Hero worship, he thought. That sort of thing can turn you blind.
Any trouble, he said.
Don't think anyone's worked out what's happening here, Sarge. There's been a lot happening round Dolly Sisters and over that way. Cavalry charges and what have you. Hold on, here comes some more.
A watchman had signalled from the top of the barricade. Vimes heard the...